You're listening to SBS News.
Violence erupts on the streets of central Melbourne, captured on a mobile phone camera. Two female international students who were apparently assaulted say they were told to get out of the country as another man tries to intervene.
Stop!
Police are investigating the incident. Former Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane is appalled by the attack.
We are seeing a rise in anti-Asian racism amid the pandemic, and it's deeply concerning. The coronavirus should give no excuse for people to vent racial hostility at others.
Zheng Si Su, head of the Federation of Chinese Associations in Victoria, has called for unity in tackling the COVID-19 crisis.
In that very challenging time, so we think we shouldn't play blaming game. We should be help one another to overcome whatever we are faced.
The attack on two of his students has been described by Melbourne University's Vice Chancellor Duncan Maskell as disgusting, unprovoked and senseless. It is the latest in a series of racially fueled incidents of assault and abuse across the country. Originally from Malaysia, Sunshine Coast pharmacist Lin Oi was targeted last month.
When I was just parking my car, walking to the restaurant, just across the street, I was being called out really nasty names, saying you bitch, why are you here? Why you don't belong here? You should get back into your car.
Queensland Police revealed this week they've laid 22 charges over racially motivated offences against Asian Australians. Meanwhile, an online survey recently launched by the Asian Australian Alliance for People to Report Anti-Asian Abuse has received more than 170 responses. Zheng Si Su fears the COVID-19 crisis is damaging social cohesion.
We do see a lot of incidents, such as neighbours start to abuse their Chinese neighbours. Also, people walking on the road, someone will have different attitudes towards them.
In an interview with SBS World News, Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemned coronavirus-inspired racism.
Because it's just so wrong. It's so against who we are as a people. Sure, the virus started in Wuhan, in China. That's what happened. That's just a fact. But that doesn't mean that this was it has any nationalistic or any other sort of characteristics to it.
But Tim Soutphommasane has called for the Prime Minister's words to be backed up by more action.
There's got to be some sustained responses from government. There's been no renewal of anti-racism efforts in the form of a national strategy or campaign since 2015.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.